Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Welcome to the program today. This week on the program, we're going to go into Manchester United being only 1 point ahead of Southampton in third in the Premier League table. My thoughts on that, plus a huge brawl happened between Griffin and Hampton in a high school IHSAA men's basketball game, and I'll explain. Plus, who is going to step up and be the next Winston Churchill, someone we need badly? And the left and the right, who is right? Is this country great? Is it going in the right direction? Is it not? My thoughts on that, the conversation begins right now. Thank you for joining me for this conversation, and your hour is not wasted, folks. And I want to get into something that was really disturbing. I don't know if you heard about this. If you're from Indiana, I'm sure you've heard about this. There were two IHSAA high school men's basketball teams, Hampton and Griffin, and a Hampton player shoved a Griffin player when he was going up for a layup so he kind of missed it, and he went and slammed into the padded wall right behind the basketball net, you know, like right behind where the basketball goal is. And it started a huge brawl, and both teams have paid fines. The game was canceled, and they have basically been suspended. Their seasons are over. And it was a huge brawl. Police got involved. And where's this world coming to? When does someone rise up and say, enough? I'm not going to. Okay, go ahead. Hit me. You know what? Go ahead. Kick me. When you're done, let me know, because I'm going to give you a hug. When is violence going to stop? Hate doesn't drive away hate. You sit there and you're like, you see these people that videotape each other beating each other up. I don't get it. I don't. That's me, you know. I don't get that stuff. That's just who I am. I just, you know, hate's never going to drive out hate. You know, we're human beings, you know, like Star Trek, to boldly go where no man has gone before, you know. And I just, when I saw that, I just, I'm like, what is this world coming to? I mean, the past does not equal the future. But you got to know where you've been to know where you're going. I'm gonna leave you with this to think about as the program goes through. You know, don't be afraid to try new things. Just remember, professionals built the Titanic, amateurs built the Ark. Which one survived? I can tell you, there's actually I watched a documentary on the Titanic. It's really cool, come to think of it, and they found out that if they would have hit the iceberg head on, it would have been damaged, but they would have gone way slower and made it back to port and not sunk, because the way it was built, it would have survived. But the way they tried to miss the arc kind of thing, the big iceberg, arky iceberg thing that they had, and they tried to steer clear of it, it tore up a bunch of the compartments. So, you know, and they said if it would have, they would have just hit it head on, they would have been hurt, but they would have limped back to port and they would have, you know, okay, you would still have the Titanic. But just kind of, you know, think about that. The Ark survived. Titanic didn't. Who was made by professionals? Titanic, who wasn't? The Ark. Who's going to lead us in this country? I was watching these commercials. I don't know if you've seen that Pinocchio one where wouldn't Pinocchio be a bad motivational speaker? I look around in this room and all I see is potential. Nothing but untapped. But Obama's making great motivational speaker, wouldn't he? Well, you didn't build that. You didn't create that. You didn't make that. You didn't do that. You didn't. What a president we have. I ain't the smartest man in the world, but I want to have a president that's not, do not ask what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. People don't want to hear that anymore. This is what people want to hear. Well, what can I get from the government, you know? What can I, because, and that's, well, if I talk about all this stuff I'm going to get, look at all these illegals that are going to vote for me, because they're going to, look, I'm going to get all this stuff. I want to have a president that has balls, that stands up and says, this is my party. This is our morals. These are our values. This is what we stand for. But it's not going to happen. I mean, I don't support ground troops to fight ISIS. I'm like, going back. We need to have, where's R.J. Reynolds? Where's Winston Churchill? They made one, didn't they? Winston Cigarette? Oh, no. My bad. Just kidding. But Winston Churchill, we need one. Someone that's going to stand up and be a leader. We need a world attack against ISIS. ISIS is going to be World War III if it's not nipped in the bud. At least Jordan is trying to do something. But they can't do it alone, and we can't go on the ground alone. They have doubled the caliphate area, and that area that they control. Not because the ground troops there know what's best and they're doing a good job. If the ground troops are doing what they're supposed to do, and Barack Obama said, and we need to let them handle the ground, then that's great. Then why would we need the air support? Because they should be handling it. They should say, okay, yeah, there's this big complex. Can you bomb this big complex that they have? Can you bomb that big complex? Okay, then I support it. Okay, except for these couple big complexes, they're taking care of the job. I can see that. But we have to get a unified front from all nations. Everyone that marched in France needs to come together and band and unite against ISIL. We are an amazing nation. We went how many years in this country without government giving everything out to everybody? We didn't make this nation on, okay, well, I need to, where's my government then? There was no government. We started the government. We built the houses. There's no morals or values in any party. There's no morals or values in anything anymore. Just look at the movie Saws. I've seen part of one. Okay, you got 2 minutes or I kill your dog or you. Choose. 2 minutes. That's not a movie. Okay, I got your boyfriend here. I kill you or him. 1 minute. What lesson are you teaching? What kind of entertainment is that? That's for a psychotic. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's not, you know, that's not, I mean, Miami Vice, we couldn't watch it as kids. We snuck it and watched them. But we couldn't watch it as kids. That was... My grandma wouldn't even watch... Mary Lawrence wouldn't even watch the A-Team. Even though it was kind of like Scooby-Doo, because at the end they would just tie up the bad guys and, you know, it was all kind of fun. She wouldn't even watch it. But when you look at this country, we have no cheerleader. No one saying, great job. There were times when, back in the day, when we were fighting wars, oh yeah, we found out that Cherokee, I think, was the language that no one could encrypt. That when we started sending messages back and forth, they couldn't decipher that language. They could, when we had Native Americans writing messages back and forth, what we wanted to say, no one could, they could intercept them, but no one could translate them or figure out what they said. But they could figure out almost any other language. So, that's, we did that. We built this country. You built that house. You did that. Don't let anyone fool you. I don't get what the point is. Why would you not want to have positivity in this world? Why would you not want to say, hey, let's make this country great? I mean, and that's what people say, that, well, just wait till Obama can declare a state of emergency, basically, and stay in the power. Insane. Because technically, if he declares, you know, hey, this is a state of emergency, he can stay in power by the Constitution. Remember, folks, he's a constitutional. He knows that Constitution, and that is how to abuse it. Not use it for the right purpose. He knows how to abuse that. That's why we have Obamacare. It's not constitutional, because I said, someone goes, well, with healthcare, that's constitutional. I said, technically, no. They got it passed because they called it a tax. They didn't even understand, like, well, technically what they've said is they can force you to wear a pink tutu. And if you don't, you have to pay a fine. You know, and if you pay the $1,000 a day, you can wear whatever you want. But if you don't, you got to, well, I don't have $1,000 to, well, here's your purple tutu, put it on. Good luck. He knows how to abuse the Constitution, not use it for what its intended purpose is on, to control the government. So if he basically says, hey, you know, we have it's mass panic, state of emergency type thing. You know, I have to stay in office to keep, we don't have the time to worry about this election right now. We've got mass panic. I need to stay in office. He can do that. Woody, I don't know. I could see it, yes. I can see it, yes. But I don't like this. Well, guess what? We got a raging wildfire. And, well, what I'm doing as the President of the United States is, yes, the whole state of Washington is consumed in flames. And what we're going to do is we're going to give these two firefighters 4 water balloons, and they're going to take out the fire and fight the fire. Really? Like, that's going to do anything? You know, I mean, okay, we're going to bomb, but we're going to do limited strategic bombing. Okay. Really? You're going to, like, strategically and limit, so you're not really, you're going to do enough. You're going to say you're going to have military action against ISIS, ISIL, the caliphate, but then you're not really going to do anything with your action. So that they argue for about 5 minutes to buy you more time. Because, see, you don't want to be seen. No one wants to be seen as the person that says, okay, let's flip the switch. Okay, World War III. No one wants World War III. But it's only going to get worse if something isn't done sooner. 1936, if we would have gotten Hitler back then, it wouldn't have been near the problem it was. All I'm saying. You know, that's all I'm saying. And who's right? Is the right left? Is the right or left right? Is the middle where you need to be? You know, I remember the old song by Supertramp. They're calling me a radical, a liberal, you know. And I heard that song yesterday, and I'm like, you know, and somebody said that, I think it was on Media Research Channel, they said that, you know, now if you take they're calling me a radical liberal, and you take that out and you put a Tea Party in there, that would fit so well. Because, you know, Jordan's bombing ISIS because of the beheadings. But a lot of people are like, well, okay. I think when that person that was an American, that was in Syria, that was like a aid worker that was killed, I think that's when he finally said, oh, crap, I got to at least do something to address it. So that they know that I'm serious, you know. I'm gonna take this $20,000 credit card bill, and I'm going to put down the minimum payment just to let them know that I'm paying the bill. Okay, the minimum payment really isn't doing anything to get down that credit card payment to $20,000. Obama's, I guess, asking for with ISIL in this airstrike is not really going to do anything. But it looks like on the outside that, oh, well, he's at least, hey, he's authorizing something. He's trying to authorize this stuff in a way so that when it comes to the end, he can look like he never authorized any war or any fighting or anything against anybody. But it wouldn't matter even if he started World War III and hit the button, they wouldn't bring that up. He didn't do that. He didn't start that. He didn't pull the button, push the button, pull the trigger, whatever you want to call it. Because it all goes back to a Democrat killing a million people and a Republican killing one, and the media crucifies that Republican for killing the one person, even though that liberal killed a million. It's a double standard world. Yeah, Brian Williams is on suspension for 6 months from NBC. Wow. And how's that going to... Oh, so he lied about his own personal... But what a lot of people don't realize is there's 100% of the economy. One, you know, NBC may brag about solar energy, how we're the biggest producer of solar energy, but that's only 4% of the energy. They're not lying that it's the biggest part, the biggest producer of energy. Obama would be lying if he bragged about it. That's only 4% of the energy. That's when you got a problem. If coal may not be the cleanest coal, it may not be perfect, but it's 60% of our nation's energy. And so you can substitute coal and get rid of coal and put something in there that's 60% of the energy, go right ahead. Do it. Don't tell me under my policies, energy prices were necessary. We don't have a leader. We don't have someone that's get behind the troops. We have people standing next to him that are inciting all this. Wait, a lot of people, including myself, will tell you race tensions are higher now, not lower. Give me Reggie, give me Malcolm, give me any of my black friends. I'd stand right there with them, not against them. With peace and unity and love. And that's what we need. We need to come together. Not, well, Well, technically, you really believe what Joseph Smith, because, you know, I mean, being Mormon, you know, you really believe what about Joseph Smith? Okay, he's a Christian. He believes in God. He's trying to better his family and his country. Okay? We need to come together on what we believe, not what we don't believe. You need to look at your history. Like at the Feast of Hunter's Moon that I've been going to since I've been for who knows how long. Since I was like born practically. Stuff has changed when they learn about the history and find out, okay, well, this is what they would have done, not this, and this is, you know, and you want to look at history to know how to move forward, to know my work is a prime example. So many people want to try to do stuff that we've already been there and done that, and it didn't work. Oh, we need to try this. I'm like, been there, done that. Excuse me? Why do you shoot down my ideas? I'm not shooting down anyone's ideas. Okay, when we did it and it didn't work, you know, and let me tell you something. I wasn't the first person to do it. We've had two other people that decided to try that who wouldn't listen, and when it didn't work, you know, that's why you need to know your history, to know, okay, well, look at what happens if you let someone like ISIS go. Well, ISIS is pretty new. Well, you don't have to look at ISIS. Look in Germany. We let Hitler just kind of do what he did, and look what happened. North Korea ain't going to be around too much longer because a lot of people in that country are starting to see, well, look at how all these other people are living, because they're getting all these microchips in, these little USB chips that have all kinds of TV shows and from South Korea, and they're starting to see that, hey, we have Kim Jong-un, and we've had Kim Il-sung and all these people, and look at how bad we have it compared to them. They don't have no dear leader, and they're starting to fall apart. You know, we don't have a leader, someone that's, where is that person in saying, hey, you did that. You created that. Yeah, we've all had blunders. We've all, whoops, I misread the teleprompter. Sorry. Al Sharpton. It's not a koala cue. It's a koala bear. Yepper. Obama's, I guess, supposed to have some interview with a koala bear. We've all screwed up in our lives. Except for Jesus. He was perfect. But that's it. Other than that, we've all made mistakes. It's like now we dwell on them. It's like he's trying to make this country bad on purpose and then try to look what, and then not, and then take everything he's trying to start and then stop it instantly and act like he did something. I don't get it. I don't. I mean, a kindergartner could run the country better than Obama. I don't get it. I mean, I've Glenn Beck. I don't know what to say anymore about him. What can you? I mean, seriously, where is our Joel Osteen? You know, where is our person? I mean. You know, well, you know, Joel, I just ain't getting no breaks. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going to go. No, what you need to be saying is you need to have people saying, yes, you can. Yes, you will. You know, I think one of the hardest things to do is to say, you know what? I'm going to flog. I'm going to fully rely on God. I'm going to give my problems to him. Let him take the weight off my shoulders. Negative attitude will never get you a positive result. And that's all they push anymore. It's all you see is, you didn't do this. You didn't build that. You didn't make that. Instead of, hey, look at where we've come. Look at the great nation we have. Look at some of the things in war times where other countries that were trying to fight the same fight had all this okay, they had a prototype of this. They had this. We had nothing. And we cracked the code. Well, let's try this. What didn't work? Let's try that. It didn't work. You know, like I was talking about last week about with the youth of America. No one wants to do anything anymore. Just give me a paycheck. I want to be here. There's no moral. There's nothing. But then I know people that when they have dinner, you know, the kids eat, then they eat. They don't eat with their kids. You know, when I was a kid, okay, that was your dinner. That was your breakfast. That was your lunch. You know, you sat there and you didn't leave until you ate. Now it's like, okay, you get up from this standing table one more time, you're going to the dinner hungry. When I was a kid, you wouldn't go to dinner hungry. Because that would mean throwing away food, and you didn't do it. It was your breakfast, but then, you know, when you have a mother that was kind of big growing up, chubby, and she's like, I'd rather have my kids skinny than, but then I was always called bones anyway, so I kind of got made fun of, but we all did. When I grew up in school, it was different. Everyone made fun of everyone. Everyone got picked on, no matter who you were. You know? You picked on them, they picked on you. And they respected you. And then you just picked on each other for the heck of it. You know, he would just keep picking on you, but if you stood up and stood your ground and made fun of him, guess what? They're like, about time. You know, and there'd be people like, why don't you stand up for yourself? You know, nowadays, all these people commit suicide. Well, she was bullied and picked on. What did she? You know, I don't know. I'm just one of these people like, sorry, folks, but I don't have time to care. But, I mean, we need to have some equality here in this country, and we don't. Okay, why don't we calculate the unemployment rate like Ronald Reagan did, where you calculate everyone that's not working? Not just, okay, well, you have 10 people, and since 5 of them are not looking for work, you still have 100% in the workforce. And 2 of them are looking for work, so you have actually, only have 3 technically actually working. 2 of them are looking for work, and the other 5 aren't even looking, so they're not even counted in that. So technically, you're only having 2 people out of the workplace. Ronald Reagan, like, see, but like I've told you a million times, I'll tell it again. If a Democrat was doing what Obama's doing, it wouldn't matter who is there. If everything happened the same and it was a Democrat, they'd be just like Barack Obama, kissing his butt. But if a Republican was to do everything Obama's doing, they'd be like, that country's falling apart. Look at all this stuff going. They'd be negativizing all this. That's the first thing you got to fix. The fact that you negativize everything that one person says, that you positively and make everything look hunky-dory for everything this person does, and they do the same thing. If you do the same thing, you should get the same accolade. You should get the same praise. If it's both positive. If it's negative, why do you say, oh, it's great for this person to do it, but not for this person? Why would you rake over the coals of a Republican for doing the same thing you would give praise to for a Democrat for doing? I just don't know what the plan is. Like, there's an old Fox thing on the record with Greta Van Susteren where Sarah Palin was on there, and she's like, well, I was told not to talk about Barack Obama and his going to Reverend Jeremiah's church and his involvement with the Weather Underground and all this stuff and all these, you know, his connections with all these players that are like anti-American and all this stuff. Why she wasn't allowed to talk about all this stuff. I don't know. I know we've got a leader in this country. And how can you go, and I'm going back to ISIS, How can you support ground troops when there's no actual unification, when there's no leadership, when there's no one? I'd be afraid to go to war with someone that, well, you didn't know that, you didn't do this. I'd be like, okay, what's our plan? What are we going to do in stone? Because nothing in this government is in stone. They just pass a bill and everyone just tries to sneak something in there. Oh, you guys passed this bill? Oh, if you look at page 475, line 6, verse 12, I snuck in a thing to get me $4 million. Well, they didn't know it. I mean, I bet you break laws all the time but don't realize it because it was something that someone just threw into a bill that was 10,000 pages long. Like, technically, it's illegal to have any alcohol shipped into Indiana because it was a form of bootlegging. Some people say it's illegal, other people say, well, huh, guess what? It's an old law that no one cares about anymore because liquor's legal. But I've heard other people say, well, technically, you can get arrested and all this stuff, and so who knows? But this idea that we're going to print ourselves out of debt, that $18 trillion is nothing. I don't see it. I don't see us printing ourselves out of debt. I don't see this country getting... I see us being a person that is bleeding and an old person. Okay, well, they find this spot and they patch this spot, but then it bleeds here. It's only a matter of time before they can't, where they just keep patching the spots and there's, okay, well, we can't keep patching the spots anymore and they just bleed to death. I'm not a doomsday. It's just what I think. People need to wake up and say, hey, and do something. You know, it's just, there's no direction in this country, is what I'm trying to get to, and hopefully you understand that. You know, there's no, okay, ask your Democrat friends, what do they stand for? Okay, would you rather have freedom or security? Ask anyone that question. There's a town in, I think it's in Pennsylvania, that has, like, this is not a gun-free zone area, and they're trying to deter criminals, and there are people that claim, well, it's not going to deter criminals, they're still going to come in. But hopefully it'll make them think twice. I mean, if I see a sign on the door that says, you know, this place is armed and nothing in here is worth your life, I'm not going to go in there and try to rob them. The only way I'd try to go in there and rob them is if I had like eight guys with AR-15s and we went in there in a Marine tactical manner and you know, that would deter me. You know, we don't have direction in this country. We don't have positivity. We don't have leadership. All we have is people trying to kiss, trying to do whatever they can to make their legacy look good. Look at Bush. Look at how they treated him, and he hasn't gone off and said, hey, look, he hasn't gone off. That's character. He wasn't perfect. I don't hate him, but I didn't like him. I would probably rather have him in the office than Obama. Oh, yeah. He's the lesser of two evils. And that's what you're going to have to vote for again. In this election, you're going to have the lesser of the two evils. He's going to screw me the least. I I'm tired of that. I'm surprised America isn't tired of that, but it doesn't matter because Hillary Clinton's looked at this perfect little angel. Never did anything wrong. Even though she lied about the fact that she was, I forget where she was, and she was under sniper fire or something like they were shooting at him, how they were crawling and all this. And, you know, politicians come around, they want and they keep their job, but Brian Williams does it. He's suspended. Well, okay. If you were to suspend every politician that said, I'm not going to vote for Speaker Boehner, that did, you'd be funding a heck of a lot of congressmen, and that's all I'm going to say. If you were to suspend the government, any government official that lied on camera or stretched the truth, you wouldn't have anyone in Congress left. Everyone's done it. Everyone's done it. I mean, it's a fact of life. But when people turn you on and say, hey, this is where I go to get the truth, and they don't know if they can trust that person, to me, as long as what he's saying about the media, about everything, he can lie about his life, as long as what he's saying about the, like, what's going on in this country is the truth. But then again, you know, I mean, I love watching MSNBC from time to time. It's funny to, like, people believe that? Are you kidding me? That is why they have no ratings. That's why they're going into the tank. It's scary, some of the stuff that they talk about on MSNBC and some of these networks. But I never want them off the air. I love Al Sharpton. Have him say what he wants to say. Who cares? It's your choice as a country to believe him or not believe him. Where does the cross force me to make you become a Christian? It doesn't. You know? You're going to be offended in this country. Get over it. You are. At some point in your life, because there's a lady in New York, I'm a foodie, and because I'm a chef, and do on top of this, and I do cakes and stuff, and I think I may have to go back now to think about it, because I'm supposed to do, like, probably a month before the wedding, I'm going to do a gluten-free cake for a wedding for someone, I think, and I got to call her and see if she still needs somebody, but I'm a foodie, and there was a lady in New York that tried to do a allergen-free bakery. Actually, we had a lady that was doing sanitation class one time. She goes, what is cross-contamination? I'm like, yes, sir. I said, it's any two things that touch. And she goes, well, not exactly. I'm like, what do you mean not exactly? There was a lady in New York who tried to do a gluten-free bakery that was allergen-free. You know? And she goes, she couldn't do it because she, you name it, someone's allergic to it. And if you take flour and you chop up onions on the same cutting board, well, if they're allergic to onions, you just cross-contaminated the flour. Or vice versa. Take anything out there, and there's probably someone that's allergic to it. And more commonly, I'm assuming you're referring to, like, raw meat and raw veggies. So, you know, like, you cut raw meat on this cutting board, and then you cut lettuce on the same cutting board. That's what you're talking about, but technically two things is cross-contaminated. You know, and yep, and it's just trying to eliminate foodie allergies. It's impossible. With, you know, if you have two, you know, if you have like an allergen-free bakery, it's impossible. You know, but you can eliminate certain things. and pick out like the top 10 power units and go from there. You know, this world's not perfect, but you can take out the 10 things, the 10 allergens per se, and one big thing you can do is by saying, okay, define love. Valentine's Day is coming up. Define love. Okay, without saying I love you, express how you feel to your mate. I'm blessed, grateful, you know, whatever. You know, love is going to get rid of hate, not the other way around. You're not going to sit there and take hate and get rid of hate with it. We're going to end war with war. Sure you will. If you detonate enough nuclear explosives and kill everybody, then there's no one left. Sign me up. No one wants World War III. No one wants to be that detonator pusher. The left isn't wrong. The right isn't wrong. Everyone just put their hand in the cookie jar too much. Hey, well, look at this. I took two. I know I'm only supposed to have one, but I took two. And, well, if he took two, I'm going to take three. Well, if he took three, I'm going to... You know what? If they want to spend $5 million on their bathroom renovation in the CEO's office and they're trying to get money to bail out the country, that's their fault. If the government gives them money... They're stupid. You have the choice to say, I'm not going to shop it. I'm not going to shop at Hobby Lobby. I'm not going to shop at Chick-fil-A because they're against gay marriage. They think marriage is between a man and a woman. But you know what? I'm going to fill up gas, and I'm going to put my gas full of gasoline. I'm going to take my car, and I'm going to fill it full of Saudi Arabian gasoline, which kills gays. Because though I'm against those two places because they don't support gay marriage, I'm going to support a country that does not support gays. So that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You know? If you're actually going to the gas station, can you tell me where this oil and gasoline was refined from? So that, because if it's from Saudi Arabia, they're against gays, which I'm against that, so I'm not going to buy your gasoline, then okay. Then at least you're trying. You know, we were talking about, since I'm a foodie, about organic foods and stuff, and I'm like, from what I know, Monsanto, I'm not really supporting them at all. And if you don't know, Breyers, we got a big victory. They're no longer going to use milk that has RBGH growth hormones in them that are from Monsanto. Use your money and speak with your wallet. But in the 1980s, Dave Gerwitz was the Winston man for R.J. Reynolds. They wanted a Harrison Ford lookalike. His job was to recruit 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys to smoke cigarettes to get 4,000, 5,000, and 6,000 new people smoking every day to get those that quit or died. Back then, they went up to him and they said, are you still smoking that bleep? He goes, yeah. Why don't you guys from R.J. Reynolds smoke? We don't smoke the bleep, we just sell the bleep. We reserve to the smoking for the dumb, the poor, the black, and the stupid. They didn't smoke. Anyways, never mind. Oh, duty, I'll tell you. But my point is, they didn't smoke cigarettes. Monsanto, from what I tell, there are people that eat their food. They eat their seeds. So if it's bad, it's bad. But at least they're eating their product. You may not agree with Monsanto, but because I had a lady read me an article that they actually eat their, that shows that they actually will eat the corn that they produce, the soybeans. So if it's bad, they will eat it. So how bad, I mean, not that I support it, but then how bad can it be if they're willing to eat their own product? I'll just leave it like that. You know. But it all comes back to, we have to have some level of agreeance and coming together. You know, they can't try to be like a bully and say, hey, you know, we're going to force you into using our seeds. But at the same time, I mean, I should have the right to say I'm not going to use your seeds. You can't bully me into trying to get me to use your product. You know? Just use your money where your mouth is. If you don't like what they support, then don't use it. Don't shop there. That's the bottom line. You know? Have morals and values. And try to instill values in others. They may not, you may not agree with this Democrat, but if he can say, this is what I stand for, then you can say, okay, I respect you. I respect Malcolm. One of my good friends loves Obama. I'm like, I don't know how you can, but I respect it. I don't, you know, if that's who you like, great. But I don't want to show you a video where it shows him saying this, and you believe that? You know, if it shows a video of him killing someone, and the person won't even acknowledge the fact that, you know, James Bond killed somebody for hypothetical purposes, you know, let's say Obama killed somebody, you know, whatever. If you show a video and it shows him killing someone, if they won't acknowledge that, yes, he did do that, then that's where you run into the problems. I mean, at least if NBC has Jon Stewart do the news, yeah, they might still be lying, but at least it'll be funny. At least you'll be able to laugh at it. Anywho, it's just, enough of that, it's just think about your own life and your own morals and your own values. And, you know, one of the greatest quotes in the movie, City Flippers. You want to know the meaning to life? You all city folk, you all get knots in your rope 50 weeks out of a year and think 2 weeks up here is going to solve it. Then you get it. Get what? You want to know the secret to life? Your pointer finger? One thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean beep. Well, what's that one thing? That's what you got to figure out. It's different for everybody. And it's the truth. You need to find out what you stand for, what your values are, what your morals are, and go with it. Write me. PM me. I don't expect anyone to follow. That's a choice you have to make. But if you want to make that choice, I can help you. We can get people that can help you. Whatever. But at least have, I support someone that says, hey, this is what I stand for, rather than someone that's like, well, I'm just doing this blindly. Well, since they said that this officer shot this guy, you know, I just went along with what everyone else did. No. If you say, hey, this is what I stand for, and this is what I believe in, and this is how I justify it, then great. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. And this hour of the program has been brought to you by Haterade, from the makers of Can of Whoop Ass. Haterade, when you just want to be mad. Just Haterade. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's just funny, too. I have people at work that I swear they're like that. No matter what, they're always, like, miserable. They're always, like, what'd you do, open up a can of Haterade today or something? I probably just got an IV in their bag, you know? I got my Haterade pump here. And then you get people like me that are like, I'm hard to get mad. I mean, I am. You know. But, because like Malcolm, at least he has some sort of, this is what he stands for, you know. This is what this person stands for. I'm not supposed to have, so. That's that on that. You know, like in that basketball game, the other person said, hey, yeah, I knew you threw me up against the wall. What's going on? You know, let me talk to him, coach. I want to know why he did what he did. He got a broken home. You know, I'm not gonna rise above that, coach. He taught us that. You know, you want to cheat, go right ahead. I'm not gonna be a part of it. You know, because someday those trophies are gonna sit up and collect dust. All the time, this team has been about us, how we can get look good, how we can get the glory. Let me tell you, you want to know what happened when I wanted to look good and wanted to get the glory? You want to know what my life was? Let me see here. Single, had nobody. Just wanted to not even live, didn't care. But when I gave my life to God, it just... whoosh. And welcome back as we talk about this week in sports. As I welcome you back, I say that because now we're going to go into the sports and the Premier League. And remember, folks, it's the heart and soul that really doesn't matter about the talent. You can lose the game, but they had good spirit. Really, that's basically what Van Gaal said, you know. I'm like, are you a serial? We almost lost that game if it wasn't for a goal and, like, the last minute of stoppage. It doesn't matter if you do a 2-4-4 or a 3-5-2 setup. It doesn't matter. One thing I think Manchester needs, granted they're in third place on the Premier League table, just one above Southampton, they need to have some defined rules. Okay, if you're a center half or a left back or a right midfielder, that's where you play, and they gotta have the. I mean, and that's what Alex Ferguson was so good at, having people in defined roles. This is where I have you at, and this is what you're gonna play, and this is what you're gonna do. Okay, this is where you're gonna be, no score. This is where you're best at. He has some incredible talent. Angel Di Maria is incredible. They need to come into their own. And they need to get defined roles. Okay, this is where you're going to be. This is what you're going to do. We're better than I thought we'd be. Really am. We are a very struggling team. Well, okay, you almost lost to West Ham United, but, you know, and then they'll beat Chelsea. You know, I mean, it's just, they're inconsistent. And the big thing you need is you need defined roles. This is where I'm at. This is what I'm going to do. This is, you know. And I think it's what's going to change the team. I don't think anyone is necessarily off the bucket list as far as leaving Manchester United. But I do think Van Gaal doesn't want you sitting on the bench. He wants to have some players that are really good, that can sit on the bench in case he gets hurt, you can fill in. But he wants to have players that, okay, if you may be good, but you're not what I'm looking for, I want you to go on the team so you can play. And that's, I love European football because a lot of those people just, I don't care if they want to play. I don't care if I go to Everton. I want to play. Some of those players never, there's some announcers that used to play that never won a Premier League title. But when I used to play the center half, you know, I used to be on the right flank, and I used to, you know, and this is how we used to set it up, and this is, you know, and the excitement that comes out of them. You can't fake that. That's why Darrell Waltrip is a great announcer in NASCAR. You can't fake enthusiasm. You can't fake the drive. I know why. Well, side note, because he was in a wreck, and he goes, what if I would have went to hell? Because for a while. Stevie tried to get him to go to church, and he wouldn't go. Now he's nice, but I can't pull him away from the church. That's why I love that he just moved to Owensboro, Kentucky, just so I can go to his church where he goes to and then go to his house for Bible study. That'd be fun. Can you believe this, folks? I'm in Darrell Waltrip's house having Bible study. Woo-hoo! Thank you, Jesus. But he does. He produces miracles. But back to the Premier League. If you ever saw the movie Facing the Giants, this is my team's new philosophy. What do you think? I think this applies to all of life, not just football. Well, that's my point, You need to have defined roles in this nation. You need to have defined roles on that team. They need to know, where is Falcao's role? Where is Wayne Rooney's role? Where should he be as a captain on that team? Where is Scholes' roles on that team? And go be Maria. Where are these defined roles? What are they? Because I think they're kind of out there, and I don't feel like there's a set. Okay, what do you exactly want me, coach? And it could be he's just trying them out in different areas and say, okay, well, this is where I want you, And I think from next year, definitely watch out because they're going to be even better. Because they're going to have, I think, more defined, okay, you want me as a center half? I'll do that. You want me as a midfielder? Great. And I think where we are, we'll be back in the Champions League next year. I can't wait. FA Cup, I think we'll go really, really far. I really do. Will we win it? I don't know. But it's just exciting. I mean, I like it because it's not the, okay, well, I mean, I remember back in the days when they had Van der Sar and they had Cristiano Ronaldo and when they had no school and Superboy Keane and all this, and it's like, okay, folks, it's not if we win, but by how much. Where now it's like, well, wow, it's actually an exciting game. And I was actually talking to a shepherd of mine, and he was like, he can remember the day that the Munich air disaster happened on February 6th and all that. And he's from France, and he just loves some of my posts. And I'm going to leave it with this. As I move forward. And this is not about football, but let's give all the congressional people, the president and everything, give them the VA benefits and give the VAs all the congressional benefits and see how quickly things change. I guarantee it'll change really fast. You mean I've got to wait 6 months? Okay, so I want to pass this new bill. Do this favor for me. Next time you're at Denny's or anywhere and you see someone with a veteran's hat or a World War II hat or a Vietnam hat or an Iraq hat, go up to the server at the front where you pay and say, yeah, you got my credit card number. Put his bill on my tab. Tell him thank you from an American. Just sit there and listen to an American. And one thing I want to let you know, Mike Stoltz, Tammy's brother, he's got a big prayer chain going out for him. He's hardworking, so please, thank you so much. God bless you. And until next week, take care. Goodbye.